Well, Africa needs to become part of the global economy. It needs to have wide broadband access to the internet, and that is the only way we can engage in e-commerce, engage in services like business process outsourcing that has made a lot of money for places like India and so on. Currently, we can't do that because we don't have broadband, and where the broadband is available, it is very expensive. So we need to make sure that all countries of Africa have access to broadband connectivity, and this connectivity is affordable and reaches as many people as possible.
So how is your project being carried out?
The project is being carried out in the NEPAD context of first agreeing a framework under which we can develop a cross-border Pan-African broadband infrastructure, as well as connecting Africa to the rest of the world, because most of the internet content currently resides in Europe and America, so we need to connect to that.
How many countries have assented to this framework?
This framework has been agreed by 23 countries in Eastern and Southern Africa in a protocol called the Kigali Protocol. It was signed in Kigali, Rwanda. But since then, the protocol has been extended such that any African country can join this protocol by acceding to it.
What has been the progress so far?
So far, 8 countries have ratified this protocol, and the protocol is now in force, and any African country can join.
What are these 8 countries?
The countries that have ratified the protocol, they include Rwanda, Tanzania, Malawi, Mauritius, South Africa, Lesotho, Botswana, and Zimbabwe.
So what are the likely challenges you are facing in this initiative?
The challenges which we have to overcome is to get as many countries as possible to sign this protocol on collaboration in developing the broadband infrastructure. We need to have countries sign this protocol so that they can join in the context of NEPAD, so that we can develop cross-border, regional and international infrastructure.
But what NEPAD is doing to assist the African countries which do not have enough infrastructure for this project?
There are some places where there are optical fiber links connecting various cities. What this NEPAD project is trying to do is to get them to function as one network. But where the links, fiber optic links, do not exist, they will be developed so that we have a regional infrastructure that can carry traffic between any of these countries without having to engage in interconnection arrangements between the operators.
What is the time frame for the whole project?
We want to have the submarine cable in place and operational connecting Africa to Europe, Middle East and India by 2010. And the terrestrial network will continue developing and expanding as more countries sign and accede to the Kigali Protocol. The network will be extended to those countries. And the method of extending the network is not necessarily to build a link, say, between Nairobi and Kampala, but to lease capacity on fiber optic links that are already existing, lease them from the owner.